Christians are the targets of more oppression in Pakistan. A new bus is needed to preserve a Christian school in India, and believers take on a bugbuster role in the Katrina zone. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Newspaper reports in Pakistan indicate radical Muslims want an official law banning Muslims from converting to Christianity. That is Christians on Edge, says evangelist Sammy Tippett, who works in the region. While it's only in the proposal phase, converts are being pressured.
They've received emails, they've received threats, phone calls on their lives because they are from Islamic background, and they one day came to the conclusion that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, and decided to follow him.
Radicals killed ministry friends a few months ago, so they're not idle threats. Tippett's encouraging Christians to pray.
We need to not only pray for our brothers in Christ, we need to pray for those who are persecuting. We've had broadcasts into Iran, Pakistan, and India, so there are ways for them to hear the gospel. And we need to just pray that that seed would be planted, and I believe that soil is made fertile as we pray for people.
Broadcast funding is needed. Next, while India expands anti-conversion laws, there are some groups expanding ministry. Worldwide Christian School Scott Vanderkoy says they've got a new school in Kessinga, an isolated town in Orissa State.
There are 50 orphans that attend this school, along with 38 children from the community, so a total of 83 kids from the community, and most have a Hindu background. 50 of these children live in an orphanage that is 2.5 miles away from the school.
The students navigate dangerous streets to school. Vanderkoy says that's why they've launched a $34,000 fundraising effort for a new bus.
We want to keep these kids safe because if a child were to get hurt, we're afraid the Hindu community there would turn on this school. Right now, there's somewhat of a tentative allowance of the Christian school from the Hindu community. They see a change in the community. They see a change in these children.
You're listening to Mission Network News. As problems persist in the African country of Zimbabwe, the church is growing. That's the word from Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach. Yoder says the situation in Zimbabwe is horrendous.
The inflation rate is nearing 1,000%, and with that, it's hard for people to buy anything they need. And unemployment is around 80%. And there's food shortages, and fuel is always hard to get. Anytime we have to cancel seminars or some of the camps for the orphans because we don't have the fuel to get to where they are.
While the situation looks desperate, Yoder says their seminars are helping the local church.
Because of the seminars that have been coming into some of the towns and villages, the pastors are working together now. These have brought unity into the towns so that the different denominations are working together to share the gospel.
Meanwhile, U.S. and Canadian church youth groups are raising funds to support the International Bible Society's Reach for Life abstinence programs in Africa. The Reach for Life book contains the full text of IBS's New International Version New Testament. It also has 250 pages of notes dealing with many related issues, providing a holistic message of abstinence. IBS launched the program in 2004, and it's expanded into Eastern Europe, Latin America, and the U.S. And stagnant pools of water in the Hurricane Katrina zone in New Orleans are giving way to a large crop of mosquitoes. With the threat of an outbreak of mosquito-borne diseases, Operation Blessing is helping. They're planting small, mosquito-eating fish in contaminated pools. OBI has purchased more than 15,000 of the fish and has volunteers to plant them. Teams often work hand-in-hand with local churches in an effort to be the hands and feet of Christ to a region in need. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available two resources this month, Book of Hope's Three Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book, Seeds of Spiritual Lineage. You can request them at a resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The DVD will motivate you in missions, while the book will help you in your daily prayer life. You can also request them at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.